Voters head to the polls next week, and every seat in the New York State Legislature is up for grabs. With that in mind, we asked residents to weigh in as part of our series on upstate money pressures. Chris Kea reports on Albany's costly effort to create jobs.
After taking office in 2011, Governor Andrew Cuomo named a variety of local experts to regional economic development councils to revitalize 10 upstate regions. So far, the state has spent $4 billion on thousands of job-creating projects. The turnaround plan in one of America's poorest cities is called the Buffalo Billion. A member of the Concerned Clergy Coalition of Western New York, Reverend George Nicholas, says it's producing obvious results.
You got to be blind not to be able to see the progress, but you see from a different perspective depending on which neighborhood you're looking from.
On the city's east side, Nicholas says new growth spurred by the Buffalo Billion has had little effect on the 40% poverty rate in the city's African-American community. According to the latest Labor Department report, over the past 5 years under Cuomo, the state's economy has added nearly 840,000 jobs. The results, though, are drawing mixed reactions from upstate residents, most of whom said they were unaffected by the revitalization programs. That includes Krista McCleary of Buffalo, who says she's all for Albany spending whatever it has to rebuild the economy.
It's bringing Buffalo back alive again. I think it's awesome. And keep the jobs here and not send them elsewhere. There's a lot of unemployed Buffalonians here.
Since other states also offer incentives, Daniel Rosen, a clinical social worker in Rochester, says it's important for New York to stay competitive. Theoretically, Rosen says, the programs could make a profit for taxpayers.
But if there's a bang for the buck, so to speak, then I don't have a problem with a program that enhances its target goal.
In Binghamton, where Danny Gravitt's been living for about 10 years, Gravitt was asked if he had concerns about the program's cost, to which the retired mechanic replied, "What's the choice?"
You got a sinking ship. You're not too worried about how you keep it afloat.
But like many upstate residents, Gravitt wants results from the enormous investment, including more training for real jobs, not pipe dreams. That sentiment was echoed more than 150 miles away by Jane Mahoney. She says jobs being created in Rochester are not high-paying.
They talk a lot about employment growth, but I think most of the growth has been in the service industry, where the wages are a lot lower than they were in the manufacturing industry. So just the fact that the number of jobs has gone up doesn't mean that people are doing better financially.
Along with concerns about job creation, there are new problems. Federal prosecutors probing Albany's turnaround effort arrested two of Cuomo's former aides, a top state official, and six others on bribery and bid rigging charges. Philip Major, who recently moved from Wyoming to Syracuse, says the project shouldn't be derailed by the controversy surrounding it.
I know there have been some problems with the Buffalo Billion, but it doesn't mean that the whole thing didn't make sense.
Back in his church's office, Reverend Nicholas says there's a lot of frustration in the community over the Buffalo Billion passing people by. And Nicholas says there's a flaw in the statewide 5% unemployment rate.
Those numbers a lot of times are based on people who are filing unemployment benefits. So if you've been out of work for a couple of years, you know, you're kind of, who's recording you? Who's counting you, right? You're still unemployed. You're still broke.
The regional economic development councils are expected to spend another $750 million on job creation projects by year's end. In Buffalo, I'm Chris Kea.